Proclamation number 5336, dated the March 14th, 1952. My kingdom is not of this world. Single quote. My kingdom is not of this world. Therefore pay only little regard to the earthly world, only let it affect you as far as your earthly task in life requires. But constantly strive for my kingdom, which can be found beyond the material world. My kingdom is the kingdom which lasts forever, whereas the earthly world vanishes with the death of your body. But you can already possess my kingdom on earth if you turn away from the pleasures and commodities of the world and raise your thoughts to me, if you send them into infinity, questioning me and opening yourselves up for my reply. Then you already enter the spiritual kingdom, which will be your abode one day. Then the spiritual kingdom will be of greater value to you than the earthly world, and then you will also receive the wealth which belongs to this kingdom but which cannot be physically received by you. My kingdom is not of this world. Understand that I want to call you into this world with these words, which is your true home and which also wants to admit you again after the death of your body. My kingdom is the realm of light, which you will only be able to enter if you have become receptive to light, if you aspired on earth for my kingdom and thus became aspirants for the kingdom which belongs to me and wherein you may behold me one day. These words of mine clearly allow you to understand that you should not ardently desire the earthly kingdom, but that you must rise above it if you want to be admitted into my kingdom. I want to explain the difference to you. I want to tell you that this world does not belong to me, but that my adversary is its master, and that I thus place my kingdom in opposition to the earthly world. I want to entice you over into my kingdom because I want to give you what the material world does not offer, an eternal life and bliss. Earth is the valley of suffering and tests. It is the place where imperfect human beings are meant to become perfect. Nevertheless, the earth is not a permanent abode. It is just a stage of development of extremely short duration compared to eternity. And the human being himself, his earthly material cover, is transient. It only serves the soul, which ought to achieve higher development, as a temporary abode. Only then will the soul enter the spiritual kingdom, which is everlasting but which can still be my adversary's realm if the soul has not achieved spiritual progress on earth, and thus will enter the kingdom of darkness. Yet you shall strive for my kingdom, the spiritual kingdom in which I am king and ruler, where only light and happiness exist, where I myself give in order to delight all who have entered my kingdom. Therefore pay only little regard to the earthly world, strive for the kingdom which reveals to you splendors which you humans could not dream of, the kingdom whose splendors I have promised you with the words, I has not seen, nor ear heard, the things which I have prepared for those who love me. Single quote. Amen.